531.
Time for In and Around the Region, taking a look at news from across the country. And this morning, Mabel, firstly, an update with regards to the young sportsman who we talked about yesterday on the show.
Yes, so yesterday we talked about a teenage offender who sexually assaulted two young teenage girls and got off very lightly. He was only given, community services? Community service hours and having to write apology letters and things like that. And people were mad at the fact that he wasn't being given a harsher sentencing, aka jail time. But Stuff has come out, because we got the story from Stuff NZ. They've come out to correct the story and said that a jail term was not a sentencing option available to the judge in youth court. So everybody, nothing, you know, he probably could have got a harsher jail sentencing, but it wasn't available to the judge at the time. So that's probably a big major detail that was left out of the original story.
Okay, well, that has been clarified, but still, in the court of public opinion, no, no, no.
But you've got something more interesting for us this morning.
Not acceptable. Well, interesting, technological-wise, with regards to laser strike. And no, we're not talking about the game, but a laser strike, you know, those little toy lasers that you get from the $2 shop in there. So a laser strike a plane as it was flying into Christchurch. So police are investigating after a plane was targeted with a laser while flying into Christchurch yesterday afternoon. A police spokeswoman said they had received reports around 6:35 yesterday, and the light reportedly originated from central Christchurch.
Wait a minute. Are you saying those little laser toys that, you know, we could be using as, like, give to kids to play around with, that's illegal to be shone onto a plane?
Yes, yes. So this is the eighth of major incidents involving lasers, and the last being in 2011, where lasers were pointed at several international flights near
Auckland
Airport.
Wait, why is that illegal,
Airport.
Though?
Okay, practically, in the common sense thing, if you're a pilot and you are flying into land and you get something that obstructs you in terms of your vision, even though you've got all that technical support on the plane, you know, the distraction that it causes is the main thing. You think a pilot that is, you know, flying a plane, how many tons with how many people on board, and that the little distraction could potentially prove fatal.
Even like a laser the size of like a small red dot.
Yes, yes.
What?
Yes, it's illegal. And there was even a members bill from Clutha Southland MP Hamish Walker, which underwent a first reading in Parliament last year in September, which looking to amend the penalties to make it harsher penalties, increase the penalties with regards to laser use. And so taking it up to like 6 months in there.
So you're saying that if there was, like, you know how the police helicopters like around?
Yeah, that's been
if
one.
If I were to like point a small little laser dot thingy onto that helicopter, I could get fined.
Yes.
What? Is it because it's like
it's the distraction.
Is it because it's like a target? Like they could like, somebody's like going to shoot us.
Yeah, well, I would say it's the distraction is the biggest issue. And of course, you know, you're flying.
What if it's not on the person's eye? Maybe I just like shone it onto to the plane or the body of the plane or something.
No, the law is the law, man.
That is so weird. I've just learned something new today.
It may seem something trivial, but when you look at the potential risk to, people, especially passengers in planes and that, what it could do, then yeah, I'm all for it.
I get if the laser's like humongous, but if it's a small red dot, okay, debatable.
No, that's not debatable. It's illegal.